Blog Talk Radio.
The beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
No one
else like
you.
No one can
do
the things. The beginning and end.
You're
a, yes, you are. You're a great God. Yeah, yeah. His name is Jesus. He's the reason why I sing. His name is
His name is Jesus, and we thank God for him. You are a great God. Amen. I know that is the truth. I pray that you can say the same thing, that you too can say that he is a great God. His name is Jesus. He's strong and mighty. There's nobody else like him. Have you given your heart to him? Have you made sure that everything that pertains to you, that God has control of it? Can you say that he is great? Despite what you're feeling, despite what you're thinking, despite what's going on around you, can you say, you know, that, Lord, you're still a great God. You're still a great God. If you can do that, you are on your way to victory. You're on your way blessing. You're on your way to God's open door. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for being with us at Hope City Radio. This is Pastor Stevenson. I want to thank you so very much for your kindness, for your graciousness, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy to be adored. He is worthy to be loved. I thank God for you, and I'm just glad that you have decided to join us, and you've decided to open up your heart in this moment so that we could come together and pray and spend a little time maybe talking about his goodness. For God is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. And amen. I thank God for it. Men that have always been the case, men that have always had that as a testimony. But I'm so glad that it is my testimony now that you're a great God. And I don't know what I'd do without you. You're strong. You're mighty. Are you able to tell the Lord the same thing? Are you able to tell the Lord, because he is strong and mighty, because of his grace and his mercy, that you're not consumed? I'm grateful. I know that I'm here, still here, because of the grace of Almighty God. I know that I'm still in the land of the living. I'm still walking upright. we form, because God has been good. God has been good. God is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth has endured to me and through all generations. So I'm grateful, and I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. It's Wednesday, it's midweek, and we are grateful. We thank God for having made it to this point, having made it up to this time with the Lord. And so it's Wednesday, and I want you to be with us tonight at 7 as we continue in our recharge service, as we continue to go deeper. And today we're going to, tonight we're going to start dealing with the doctrine of sanctification. What is it? What does it mean? How do you know that you are sanctified? What comes with it? What power comes with knowing this? What beliefs come with knowing this? Where should we be standing up against the enemy? Understanding sanctification. So I want to invite you to come and worship with us on tonight as we spend some time with the Lord and then go into his word and just deeply go in and try to get better. Try to get better because of it. Amen. And I'm calling our men and challenging our men to step up and step into this moment and to not just shriek back from this moment. Don't let the women be those who are looking for God and seeking God and trying to grow. If we're going to lead effectively, we're going to have to lead from the place of power. We're going to have to lead from the place of our anointing. And I want to challenge you to find yourself, in the house of the Lord in worship so that we can get better. Open that Bible and go through it and really grow so that we can develop disciples that develop disciples for the purpose of changing the world. So we thank God for it. So this Wednesday tonight, we'll see you at our Eastern Europe campus, and we're going to believe God to do some amazing things, to minister to us so that we can get better, Amen. Don't forget, mark those calendars on May 25th. That is our all-night prayer. It's going to begin that Friday night at 11:30. We're calling it the Midnight Experience. We're going to be in the face of the Lord, and we're going to be in our time of worship and praise, and we're going to pray. We're going to get into his word. We're going to have prophetic intercession, and I'm just believing that God's going to meet us right there. He's going to meet us right there. And so you want to make sure that you are there so that you can be a blessing and get blessed so that you can be strengthened and so that you can come to the point of a breakthrough. That's what I'm believing God to do. I'm believing God to break through our issues, our fears, our anger, our misunderstandings, break through the things that separate us, the things that keep us from just loving God with all of our heart, that he would just give us a breakthrough as it pertains to those areas. And so I want to see, and I believe that you're going to be blessed, and you should come and bring somebody with you and just come ready to cry out to God for help, for God to minister to us and speak to us and give us direction. And I'm believing God to do it. I'm believing God for breakthrough. That's what I've been asking God for. That's what I believe the Lord told me to pray, and what he told me he would do is just to give us, his people, a breakthrough so we can come out of some of the things that we have been perhaps wrestling with for years, that we can come out of some of the areas that we have been dealing with for years, and just believe God to take us through and to bring us out and to go into the place where we can war for our breakthrough. And I'm believing him. I'm believing God for it. Amen. I'm believing him for it. Amen, 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 amen. Well, his word, the word of the Lord, speaks to us and tells us that we have a responsibility to pray. We have a responsibility to call on the name of the Lord and to see God open up doors, open up ways for us. But we'll never, ever get to the place of overflow, the place of blessing, the place of knowing God is with us until we learn how to open up our mouth and pray, how to open up our mouth and seek his face. The scripture says, now then, turn from our wicked ways. There's some things that God is looking for us, and until we do those things, until we make those shifts, until we go down those roads, we are not going to be candidates for open doors. We're not going to be a candidate for his grace and for his love, because there's things that he's waiting for you and I to do before he will bless us openly. And so if you know that you're in that place and that God is trying desperately to get you to make a turn for him, you want to make sure that you are cleansing your ways before the Lord so that when it's time to pray, your heart is free and open and that your heart is able and receptive to receive from the Lord. And I'm praying that you will be strengthened by his grace and his mercy, that you would be lifted by his power, and that you would know what is the goodness of the Lord, so that you might know what God can do and has done, be able to worship him for what he has done for you. Let's pray. Oh God in heaven, we bless your name. We magnify you. We give you praise, for you alone by yourself are worthy to be praised. When we think of your goodness and all you've done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We're grateful and we're thankful that you've kept us and that you've saved us, that you continue to walk with us. And even though we don't understand everything and we can't figure everything out, and some things we are looking at and recognizing that it's in a hand in which we don't recognize. We don't know the grace that you've given us. We don't know that the love and the kindness that you have bestowed on us. God, give us a moment that we might recognize and see that your hand is heavy on us and your hand is big in our life, so that we can know the reason for which you have laid hold to us. So God, have your way for in us today. Would you bless us today so that we might be a blessing? Would you stand in our bodies and use us so that we might help somebody get where you're calling them to be? Help us to cry out to you and for you and bless your name for all the great things that you continue to do. And so, God, I pray that you be glorified. Go before us, lead us, guide us, direct us, protect us. Grant us your traveling mercies. Cover us with your blood. Help us to grow and to be better. And give us this day because you are blessing us. And we stand in those blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we declare a great day. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. I'll see you tonight. Go forth in victory. Go conquer and go become who God has called you to be. Amen. Love you.